of God appearing.
We will say, this is my year of jubilee. My prison doors are open. And I am free. My captives are free. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to make two calls. First one is for those who have not brought that sin offering.
If it is a bed, the premium is so
good. You don't have a personal relationship with God. You have been in church,
been
in fellowship, but you do not have that blood covenant.
We
would like you to come so that we can pray. If you want to make that first experience
of
being born again, or you are born again and you went back,
we
would like to give that opportunity. Amen.
So Martin, amen.
Hallelujah. If there's anyone, just come.
Si quelqu'un parmi nous, il peut donner sa vie.
If not, we're going to make another call.
Si y en a pas.
For those who want to bring a special offering to God.
Une autre appel pour ceux qui veulent amener votre âme spécialement.
You want to bring that peace offering.
Il veut faire une offrande de la paix.
You want to bring that burnt offering.
Avec Dieu. Veut donner l'offrande.
You want to consecrate your heart to Jesus.
Vous voulez consacrer vos cœurs à Jésus.
And you want to make that commitment. We are also going to give that opportunity. But first of all, we still want to give opportunity to those who need to be born again. We want to still give an opportunity.
Nous voulons insister de donner cette opportunité à ceux qui viennent donner leur vie à Jésus.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't be ashamed.
Ne va pas la honte.
Samuel was in the house, but he didn't know the Lord.
Samuel était dans l'église, mais il ne savait pas que.
He didn't know the voice of the Lord.
Il ne connaissait pas la voix de Dieu.
Don't be shy. Just come forward. There must be a public confession of Christ. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So let's go to the second one. If you want to make that consecration offering, and you even want to make more, you want to bring the offering of your inward part, of your passion,
a
living sacrifice. Please come, let's pray. Instead of giving that peace offering of sexuality, you want to give it to the Lord. Amen. You want to bring your mind to the Lord. I say, Lord, I bring my fats, my excesses, as a consecration. Amen.
Come in consecration.
I will ask for a prayer to come and pray. Amen. While we're praying, we'll still not forget the first set. Maybe you are shy. You can still come forward. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But it is an offering. It is a step of faith. A response to God. Say, Lord, I bring my inward parts. I bring the energy of my life. I bring the substance. The fat is the best part of the man, of the meat. I bring the best of my mind, of my emotions, of my desire. And you are worthy of it. I give it to you. So Lord, break the power of darkness. Break the habit Lord, the spirits that have been lodged there, I give it to you to dislodge them by your spirit, by the Holy Ghost. I say, Lord, bring the oil. Let my soul be anointed, that I may bring a perfect offering to you.
Hallelujah. 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 Brethren, what we want to do today is a special covenant. It's a covenant that is going to turn your life around. It's a covenant that will bring you into an agreement with God. There are certain things about God that He does not commit except to people who have made a peculiar covenant with Him. There are certain places in God where we cannot come except to make this covenant. There are certain things in God He will not give to you. He will never commit those things to people He is not sure of. Until you come into this arrangement, there are things God will never tell you. God called
Abraham.
He said, I'm going to give you this land. Abraham said, how am I sure that you will give me this land? How am I sure that I will inherit this land? God said, I'm going to make a covenant with you. And he said, go and bring certain animals. Bring certain birds. I said, divide the animals. Open them up before me. Expose their inward parts.
Exposer leur partie intérieure.
You are that offering. Today you are bringing your inward parts to the Lord. And so before we make this prayer,
avant cette prière,
there are certain things you will tell God. Those areas of your life that you want God to touch, you must open them up before Him. I say, Lord, here and here and here. These are the things that are limiting me from drawing close to you. Because of these things, I stand on the fringe, on the border. I cannot come close to you. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that when Abraham brought those things, it was getting to evening time. And the birds of the air, those unclean things, came to defy that sacrifice again. Abraham drove them away. Whatever covenant you are going to make with God today, you must stand watch over it. Because these unclean birds are going to come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then at evening time, the Lord came like a flaming torch and passed between the sacrifices. That day, God made a covenant with Abraham. And He told Abraham something He had never told him before. He showed him the mystery of deliverance. And the mystery of the cross. He told him, your seed. Let me tell you this truth now. Your seed will be strangers in a land that does not belong to them. Some of us here have been strangers in a land that does not belong to us.
He
said that the people of that land will oppress them and force them to serve them. There have been things in our bodies and our souls that have forced us to serve them.
Yeah, the shoes don't not correct in force at least.
We have found ourselves doing things we did not want to do.
We have wrong view no mem feel the shoes don't perfect.
Even though our mind tells us this is wrong.
Men can no point say this goes pas bon.
But our body says you must do it.
Mais no call say cela doit être fait.
Hallelujah. But he said in the fourth generation.
Il dit quand dans la quatrième génération,
I will blow a trumpet.
Je dois faire attendu le trompet.
And they will come out of the land of captivity.
Et va quitter dans le land terre de la captivité.
I want to tell you something.
Je voulais dire quelque chose.
This is 2015.
C'est 2015 nous sommes.
God is blowing a trumpet of deliverance.
Dieu est encore de sonner le trompet de la délivrance.
If you want, you can be free.
Si tu voulais, tu seras libéré.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the year of Jubilee,
l'année de la Jubilée,
on the day of atonement, on the day of atonement in the year of Jubilee,
dans le jour de la libération, dans le jour de la Jubilée,
a trumpet was blown.
Le trompet est sonné.
That day,
dans le jour là,
if you owed any man money,
si tu as dû les gens,
that debt was cancelled.
Toutes les dettes sont annulées.
If you were a slave to any man,
si tu étais un serviteur de quelqu'un.
Once you hear the trumpet,
quand tu attends le son,
you get up.
Le trompet,
no discussions.
Tu es libéré.
No negotiations.
Bye négociation.
You say bye bye to your master.
Tu dis au revoir à ton maître.
And you walk away.
Et tu partis.
If your house,
si ta maison,
had been sold,
était vendue,
that day you return back to your house.
Le jour là, tu reviendras à voir votre
if
maison.
If strangers were dwelling in that house before,
si les étrangers étaient là-bas dans ta maison,
when you get to that house,
quand tu arrives dans cette maison là,
you say get out.
Tu vas leur dire quitter.
This is my father's house.
Cela c'est la maison de ma père.
It is no more a den for thieves and robbers.
Ce n'est plus où les gens qui mentent qui volent.
Hallelujah.
Va demeurer. Amen.
If thieves have been dwelling in this house,
si les voleurs étaient dans cette maison,
they said no, this is the house of the Lord.
Il ne pas plus les voleurs, c'est
from
la maison de Dieu.
From today, this house shall be a house of prayer.
Cette maison sera la maison de la prière. La maison de la prière.
Every thief out. That devil that comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Ouch.
Le diable qui tue, qui détruit.
Because it is the year of Jubilee.
Parce que c'est le jour de le jubilée.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word you have heard this morning.
Cette parole de ce matin.
Is a trumpet.
C'est le trompeur.
Announcing.
Qui annonce.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Announcing.
Qui annonce.
That a power greater than the strong man has come.
Une puissance qui est plus que l'homme fort est venu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A stronger than the strong man has come.
Et le puissant qui est plus fort que le diable est arrivé.
And so you have to believe this day.
Alors tu dois croire aujourd'hui.
As we pray this prayer together.
Quand nous prions prier maintenant cette prière.
The captives are going free.
Ceux qui sont en captivité seront libérés.
The lawful captives are going free.
Tous les captivés.
Whether it was what your parents did,
même si c'est des choses que ta mère, tes pères sont fait,
or what you have done,
ou c'est des choses que toi-même as fait,
the trumpet of Jubilee does not care.
Le son de la trompette de Jubilee ne
it simply says
là.
You are free.
Ils disent que tu es libéré.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus is might.
Le sang de Jésus est puissant.
Hallelujah. It will set you free.
Il vous doit te libérer.
So I want you to speak to the Lord right now before we pray.
Dieu maintenant prier.
If there are areas, God's covenant is always very specific.
L'alliance de Dieu est spécifique.
It is not general.
C'est pas général.
Hallelujah. There are areas of your life you want to hand over.
Il y a partie de ta vie que tu veux amener à Dieu.
There are things about you that you know.
Il y a des choses.
That your conscience tells you.
Que ton pensée vous parle.
I have a captivity in this area of my life.
Que tu es en captivité dans cette partie de ta vie.
Bring it and lay it before the Lord.
Amen. Cela maintenant comme offrande.
Hallelujah. God will not work with a man who is not sincere with him.
Dieu ne va pas bouger avec quelqu'un qui n'est pas sincère avec.
He will not work with a man who is not plain with him.
Dieu ne marche pas avec quelqu'un qui n'est pas ouvert vers lui.
Because God desires truth in the inward parts.
Car Dieu veut nous marcher avec nous à partir de l'homme intérieur.
Do you really want to be free?
Tu veux être libéré vraiment?
Tell the Lord where you want to be free.
Dis à Dieu où tu veux être libéré maintenant.
Begin to talk to the Lord now.
Commence à parler à Dieu.
Hallelujah. Begin to acknowledge before God. Say, this area, this area, this area, I am bound.
Lui montrer ce côté de ta vie qui n'est pas bon.
I cannot help myself.
Je n'ai pas fait des choses qui est...
I have yielded my body to unclean spirits.
Que Dieu a donné ma vie à des esprits mauvais.
I have yielded my mind to unclean spirits.
J'ai donné ma pensée, mon âme à ces esprits mauvais.
I have allowed these things to rule over me.
Et c'était des choses là de me gérer.
But I have heard the trumpet.
Mais j'ai entendu le son de la trompette aujourd'hui.
And I want to be free.
Et je veux être libéré.
Begin to tell God those areas now.
Commence à dire à Dieu à ces parties de ta vie.
And say, Lord, I give these areas to you.
Dis, Dieu, je te donne cette partie de ma vie.
In my mind, I give over to you.
Dans mon âme, je veux que tout cela.
In my emotions, I hand over to you.
Dans ma pensée, dans mon émotion, je donne tout.
In my desires, I lay before you.
Dans le côté de mes désirs, je te donne tout.
My will, I lay down.
Mes volontés, je donne à toi aussi.
I am ready for you, Lord.
Je suis prêt pour toi, Seigneur.
I believe we can do business now.
Je crois maintenant.
I want to give over to you.
Je veux donner tout cela à toi maintenant.
Just talk to God.
Parle à Seigneur seulement.
Don't hide from Him. He sees your heart.
Il voit ton pensée, il voit ton cœur.
Don't pretend with Him.
Ne pas faire la prétence avec Dieu.
Call that thing by its name.
Appelle ces choses là par leur propre nom.
Tell Him the way it is.
Dis à Dieu comme cela était.
This is your hour. This is your time.
Et aujourd'hui, maintenant, était ton l'heure, c'est ton temps.
The Lord is coming down.
Dieu est en train de venir maintenant.
The glory of the Lord is coming down.
La gloire de Dieu est en train de venir.
The cloud of glory is descending. The Spirit of the Lord is here.
L'Esprit de Dieu est là.
He said, I have come down.
Il dit de venir.
I have heard the groanings of my people.
J'ai entendu les cris de mon peuple.
And I am come down.
Et je suis arrivé.
To deliver them from the burdens of Egypt.
Pour les libérer de la captivité de l'Égypte.
I have heard a cry.
J'ai entendu les cris.
I am come to set them free.
Je suis venu pour les libérer.
To bring them out of the land of captivity.
Les amener de la terre de la captivité.
Out of the house of bondage.
De la maison de la captivité.
Out of the iron furnace.
De la captivité.
Talk to God. Talk to God. Make a commitment before the Lord today.
Parle à Dieu.
Say, Lord, this body
engagement avec Dieu aujourd'hui
is for the Lord.
Et cela, c'est pour toi.
This body forever for the Lord.
Que ce corps à jamais pour toujours.
It is not for
Dieu.
Fornication.
C'est pas pour la fornication.
This body is my God's sanctuary.
Ce maison, ce corps, c'est pour l'Éternel des armées.
This mouth.
Cette bouche.
For praise.
Pour la louange.
This mouth.
Cette bouche.
No unclean thing.
Pas des choses qui sont pas saines.
No foul communication.
Pas des choses qui sont pas saines.
Will come out of this mouth.
We arrive à partir de cette bouche.
I consecrate my mouth this day unto you.
Je consacre ma bouche aujourd'hui.
This mouth shall declare the word of the Lord.
Cette bouche va déclarer les paroles de Dieu.
My hands I give to you.
Mes mains, je t'apporte, Seigneur.
Hallelujah.
Gloire à Dieu.
The song says,
un chant a dit,
take my life and let it be.
Dans votre main, que tout soit.
Consecrated, Lord,
à toi.
To thee.
À toi, toi, Seigneur.
Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in seas. Let's pray. Hallelujah.
take my life.
My Lord, I pour.
My Lord, I pour.
At your feet, Lord.
At your feet, it's treasure store.
Take my heart.
Take my heart.
And make it your own.
And make it your own.
It shall be your royal throne.
It shall be thy royal throne,
Jesus.
Take my hands and throw in them.
Oh, yes. My lips, Lord,
take my lips
and let them be filled with messages from you,
filled with messages from me.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Brethren, something great is happening in the spirit. For any man who makes this offering with his whole heart, the Lord says, I'll receive it at your hands. I will commit myself to you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will never disappoint you. In your hour of need, call on me. When you are tempted, look up to me. I will be strength. I will be deliverance for you. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we present the offerings of your people. Lord, in that day you said to Moses, to tell the children of Israel, and let them bring me an offering. All those who are willing hearted, who bring it willingly of their own volition, I accept it at their hands. He said, and let them build me a sanctuary that I might dwell amongst them. And Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, he said, let them bring me offerings. Sin offering, peace offering, trespass offering, burnt offerings, fellowship offerings. And Father, we present the offerings of your people. Of our bodies, our souls. Lord, we give them over to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Because you are a covenant-keeping God. And so, Lord, we call heaven. We call earth. We call the powers below the earth to bear witness. That the seed of Abraham have brought an offering unto the Lord their God. Lord, by this offering, Lord, they are acknowledging. Say, the Lord, he is our God. Forever and ever, he will be our guide, even unto the end. And Lord, so shall it be, in the name of Jesus Christ. That for this generation, Lord, we make a vow and say, we shall lose none. Jesus said, of all that my Father has given me, I have lost none except the son of perdition. And Father, we say, concern this once, we shall lose none in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, that the voices of Zion as a sweet smelling savour rising up, we say, Lord, let there be an offering, a sweet savour moving up into the heavens in the name of Jesus Christ. That in that day that Noah offered an offering unto God, the Lord smelt a sweet savour. And the Lord said, I will no longer send a flood to cover the earth. And Father, we say from today that the flood of iniquity shall no more cover the souls of your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, by virtue of this offering, you will send a mighty wind to begin to blow. Father, Lord, and blow. And blow until the earth of our souls has become dried. in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we come today by the blood of Jesus Christ. We invoke that blood today over the lives of your people. Father, for every accusation the enemy has leveled against each and everyone here, Father, we release the blood to speak in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the blood speak in their conscience, Lord, that in the hour of their accusations, that the blood will speak for them. Lord, when the enemy seeks to remind them of yesterday, the blood speaks for today, and the blood speaks for tomorrow, and the blood speaks for yesterday. He said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. I do not change. We release the power of the blood upon the lives of your people in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, today we come to blow a trumpet concerning chains, concerning shackles, concerning bands of wickedness, concerning yokes, Jehovah, concerning every level of oppression, of manipulation, of domination, of intimidation that the enemy has wrought in the lives of your people. In the name of Jesus and by the authority in that name, Father, we revoke every ordinance, every handwriting, every chain we release in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God Almighty, we say, let your people be set free today. In the name of Jesus, we set you free from every band of wickedness, from every captivity, from every bondage. In any way the enemy has held you bound and say, you must keep doing this, you must keep giving me this offering, Father, we say today that the trump of Jubilee has blown, and we declare deliverance upon Mount Zion, the people of Jacob possessing their possessions. We declare holiness in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we release a cleansing this morning in the minds. Lord, every program that has come upon your people by virtue of exposure to filthiness, to uncleanness, my God, to the depth that is the corruption that is in the world, Father, today by the blood we pronounce a cleansing in the mind. Father, the power of pornography, the power of uncleanness, the power of filthiness, we break in the name of Jesus Christ. The power of immorality, my God, the power of fornication, the power of lesbianism, the power of homosexuality, everything that has come upon these young ones, both by abuse from father figures, from elderly ones, Father, today every covenant that has been brought into their lives, we revoke in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we declare that these covenants will no longer stand. We set them free to walk in liberty, to walk in newness of life, to walk in that glorious liberty that belongs to the sons of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we set you free. In the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus Christ, our God, we come to pronounce an anointing upon these ones. Lord, an anointing for strength. We say you will be strengthened with might by the Spirit of God in the inward man. You shall be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. In the name of Jesus Christ, we release upon you today the grace of our God that bringeth men unto full salvation, giving you the capacity and the ability and the consciousness to say no to ungodliness. We release the power to say no in the name of Jesus Christ. We release that strength, that anointing within your soul to say no to ungodliness. The anointing that was upon Joseph will release upon you. The anointing that was upon Daniel will release upon you. The anointing that was upon John the Baptist will release upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. We release a consciousness upon you today that you are a royal priesthood. You are a chosen generation. You are a peculiar people. You are being called out of darkness, from the corruption that is in the world through lust, into the glorious liberty that belongs to the sons of God. We declare liberty upon your life. Today, we see the Lord sets you free. For if the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. We say the Lord strengthen you. In the day of your need, the Lord answer you. When you call upon him, you will receive help. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the hour of your temptation, you will feel God's presence. You will feel the strength of God. you will have the wisdom to know what Israel ought to do in the name of Jesus Christ. We put a blessing upon you. As you leave this place, the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and the Lord give you peace. We release the peace of God that passeth all understanding into your conscience, that you may know the rest and the peace that goes with the blood of Jesus Christ. Every accusation, every suggestion, every whispering of the enemy, we command silence. The Bible says that the wicked shall be silent in the darkness, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, my Father. Lord, we just bless you. We thank you for these lives, oh God. We hand them over to you. The word says that which is committed unto you is safe. And Lord, we commit these ones unto you. We present them before you. And we say, Lord, keep your people. The Bible says we are kept by the power of God through faith unto a salvation that God wants to manifest in this time. You are kept in the name of Jesus Christ. By the power of God, you are kept in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is mightier than the noise of many waters. The Lord who keeps you is mightier. He that keepeth Israel does not sleep. He does not slumber. The Lord watcheth over his people. None shall stumble. None shall dash their feet against a stone. We release the angels of our God to keep charge over you in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask for a wall around you from the pollutions, the corruptions, the defilements, the seductions, the manipulations of men and spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Let this wall be set round about you. He said that the wall of that city had 12 foundations and it had 12 gates. So shall you be a city. He said, come, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. He says that city has towers. So shall you be in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we want to bless you. We want to thank you for this day. Let it be recorded in the Chronicles of the Kings. Let it be recorded in the book of the wars that the Lord has fought. The Lord has won a battle today. It shall be recorded in the Chronicle, the annals, the wars of the Lord. Thank you, Father. We bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, before you leave, I want to tell you something. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, covenants are very sacred things. Praise the name of the Lord. God is a God of what now? Covenants. When you make a covenant with God, keep it. Praise the name of the Lord. You do not keep it in your strength. But the Spirit of God, which you have received, is the one that keeps the covenant. Praise the name of the Lord. Listen to him. Yield to him. Commit your ways unto him. Praise the name of the Lord. Covenant people are serious people. When they wake up in the morning, they renew the covenant. Hallelujah. They tell Lord, this morning I hand over to who now? To you. As I go out in your name. I go out in your wisdom. I go out in your authority. You know, the Bible says, commit our ways unto the Lord. He will direct what now? Our path. And it's real. It works. Praise the name of the Lord. If you were unserious yesterday, this covenant is for serious people. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Any man who has made a covenant with God is not an ordinary person. The Lord becomes a friend to your friends. Do you understand that? Those who bless you, the Lord will do what? He will bless them. Those who curse you, automatically, the Lord does what now? He curses them. God is now an enemy to your enemies. You don't pray dangerous prayers. Forget it. Do you understand that? You don't need to. Amen.
Amen.
Any man who touches you, touches the apple of what now? Of God's eyes. And it is real. Your own part is to stay under who now? Under the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord does the rest for you. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen.